So, an update to my thing a few days ago, when I said I'd written to one of the richest men in the world. I didn't reveal his name, but rest assured, he's in the top 100 richest men in the world. He's got billions, he's Bobby Billions. And I'll tell you how it came about. He wrote to me, actually, in the first instance, asking for feedback on his service. Now, without revealing who it is yet, I got an email suggesting it was from him. Although I wasn't born yesterday. Otherwise, I wouldn't be receiving marketing emails, would I? Probably. That's not true, actually. How was your birth? Could we get some feedback on your birth, please? Could we sell you some birth insurance? An email from this billionaire, apparently, saying, oh, I see you've downgraded your package with us. Can I have some feedback? I'd be really interested in your feedback. Now, when people say they're really interested in your feedback, it's almost always bullshit, isn't it? They're not interested in your feedback if it's bad. Not immediately, anyway. Pride takes over. Most bad reviews I've ever had, I kind of think years later, you know what? That particular show wasn't great. On that night, it wasn't great. But at the time, it's like a conspiracy, isn't it? Why can't they see genius? I'm too good for them. Those pricks were bullied at school, and whilst all these things might be true, the snivelling little shits, I appreciate the feedback more after a few years. Not at the time when I want to track them down and shoot them through the head. Shoot them through the head. One time for a bad death, 5 times for a really good show. The thing with stand-up is you don't need reviews. The audience is your reviewer all the time. There's a comedian called Roy Chubby Brown that you may know of. Looking up online, he's worth a look up if you don't know who he is. He was in the press recently after a venue cancelled his shows, as he does old school kind of 70s humour, which I enjoyed when I was a kid. He did this song. He's a cunt, he's a cunt, he's a C-U-N-T cunt. With his, how did it go? With his greasy hair and his ugly face, he's a real cocksucker that's out of place. He sleeps with his granny and bites her fanny, wears his trousers back to front. He's a C-U-N-T, all at Bensy, all and see. What, how did it go? He's a C-U-N-T, I'm not Bensy. Bloody great big fat cunt. He's talking about himself. Oh man, it is old school. Anyway, I was 13. I used to get the... I enjoyed it when I was 13. What I'm saying is the audience decides. That's the great thing with comedy. And he's covered with pox and he's... and he's, check it out. It's funny. And that... You know, that's the great thing with comedy. The audience decides. Far more offensive is letting plays, like I saw yesterday, you know, the other day, I spoke about yesterday, carry on in venues, you know. Yes, they're not offensive in terms of racism or misogyny, but they're offensive in a far worse way. They are killing the planet. They truly are killing the planet. I explained that in the podcast yesterday or the day before, whenever it was. Anyway, talking about killing the planet, I said a few episodes ago, I said in my feedback to this guy, Eric Yuan, the boss at Zoom. This is what I said to him. Yes, thank you very much, Eric. I don't need for contacting me directly. That's weird. I said, yeah, I don't need your pro package, Zoom, anymore, but I hear you have a commitment to doing something about climate change. What is that? I want to help. Let's do this, Eric. Let's step up as gods. And nothing back yet. I've just sent him a chase. Hi, Eric. Not sure whether you got my email. I love that as a starter. Yeah, we got your email, you prick. Not sure whether you got my email, but just wondering how you feel about the below. The below being the planet and shit. Or are you just interested in your Zoom Pro package and the bottom line, Eric? Making more billions, Bobby Billions. Watch this space. And hopefully this space fills soon. Because the feedback we've been getting on the planet recently from Mother Nature, it ain't been good.